Slight chance of morning snowflakes and a high of 43.
Yesterday, we topped out at a very nice 55. Overnight low down to 36. Right now, southwest breeze gusting to 10. Plenty of sunshine. 37 degrees here at KVOE live and local. It is 8:27, and welcome to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. That's Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union offers a locally serviced credit card. All of their credit cards have free balance transfers, so you can refinance your current credit cards at no cost to you. Better rates, better offers, local representatives, all at ESFCU. Come visit them today or learn more at ESFCU.com or text or call at 620-342-2336. Your locally, federally insured credit union by the NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
Welcome once again to Tech Talk, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. And we're pleased to be joined again this month by Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Also appreciate the support from Emporia State Federal Credit Union for ensuring that we have access to this Tech Talk time on KVOE. So shout out to them as well. Good morning, Chuck. How are you? How'd you like the pancakes Saturday morning?
Pancakes went down very well, and they were enjoyed by everybody at the office here for
they
that Saturday
great.
Morning.
Yeah.
They were delightful.
Very good. So I wasn't going to mention that in case you kind of set a few aside for yourself.
I had mentioned that was a possibility. I was a good boy.
I got seconds down there. I did.
I went ahead and waited for everyone else to get theirs. So everybody got some and everybody had a good time.
Very good. Well, I have with me this morning, certainly, Corey Spikes. He's our Executive Director of Economic Partnerships Workforce Development. But one thing I wanted to, I asked him to visit with us this morning. He's been with us for about a year, but his position is directly as a result of some of the support that the city of Emporia gave us. And so they somewhat were the underwriter, if you will, for his position to help us get it off the ground. And I certainly appreciate their confidence in us and their support for that. And so it's allowed us to make some headways in some workforce development initiatives, certainly because of their support.
Well, I believe we had Corey on some time ago, kind of as soon as he basically took the position and was in the very early stages. Corey, first, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you all?
I'm doing good. So is Chuck, I believe.
Doing
Chuck,
well.
Yeah, Chuck is
oh,
doing
yeah.
okay. Over
Just
there.
Fine.
Well, how things went here first year, Corey?
I tell you, they've been pretty fast and furious and amazing. We've had a lot of support from the local business and industry. We've been able to do a lot of different trainings. For instance, we had one with VecTech where we took some of their engineers and ran them through a 101 course on the lathe machine and the compute. I think we went lathe machine, milling machine, and then we went into the automated lathe and milling machines and just kind of ran them through how those things work. And we've done several other things from first aid, AED, CPR, to getting ready to do a forklift training. We've had a lot of opportunities, and the business and industry has really showed up, and I think we've been able to help quite a few different people out.
Now, Karen had mentioned here about, the city of Emporia essentially serving as the underwriter for your position, but in your role, it seems like you're probably dealing with a variety of not only local entities, whether they're city government specific or not, but also regionally or statewide as well.
Yes, we've been able to get out into Osage County. I've been able to get out into Chase County just a little bit. We've been down into Burlington, which is Coffee County, obviously. And we are talking to different companies in each place, and we've been able to do some training for those as well.
And we're talking with Corey Spikes, Executive Director of Economic Partnerships and Workforce Development, Flint Hills Technical College, with Tech Talk this week with President Karen Daugherty on KVOE, a monthly feature we are happy to provide. Well, Corey, what's next? I mean, as far as any development plans you have in the near future here?
We have an awesome thing coming up. Sometime in the first part of April, we're going to try and put on our first CDL class. And this isn't going to be a CDL school that's just kind of haphazardly put together. We are going through the state. Our trainers will be able to give the written and the driving exam. And once they are done, they'll get a slip of paper that tells them they're qualified, and they go down to the DMV and get their CDL license. So I'm really excited about that. We've got a couple of people coming on that will be a huge asset to us. We're going to try and do school bus training. We've got some school bus CDL training. We've got some endorsements that we're going to do, like doubles. And so there will be some opportunities there for us to help the region out there as well. And I'm really excited for the CDL program to come on.
Yeah, I mean, you saw obviously there's a big need for that, Corey?
Yes, a huge need all over the country.
It's a bit of a surprise, too, because, well, at least from the outside looking in, there's been so much really emphasis that's been placed on the technological side of development. But what are you seeing here, either locally, regionally, or nationally, that brings you back to really a more traditional development aspect here with the CDL licensing?
So one of the statistics that not many people know is in the first 30 days of the year, trucks haul more cargo than trains do all year. So we have to understand that there's a huge logistical challenge out there. And to get all these truck drivers back up and going, you know, it's kind of an older population. And to get that new generation to come in, there's a lot of technology in those trucks. There's the new electronic logs. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into that. But then, yes, you are correct. It's an older profession, but it's something that we have to have every day, obviously, to get all of our goods to us. But it's a huge deal for us. But then also, you know, we've had a ton of the really technical training as well.
How long does it take to get your CDL, Corey? How long is this course?
It's going to kind of depend on the person, but it's a 4 to 6 week course.
Okay.
And there's, like I said, there will be the written part and the driving part will all be done here at the school.
Well, and if you drive around town, you often will see "We Want Drivers" big banners across school buses. So obviously, we know the need is there too for school bus drivers. That's just a little different program.
Yes. So you have to have an endorsement for that for a passenger, and so that's something where it's more trained in the bus versus, you know, going on a tractor trailer rig. So yeah.
Understood. Getting back to some of the other, I wanted to loop back to the semiconductor facility construction process that is underway right now in Burlington, and kind of use that as maybe getting us back to more of the I guess it would be called the new wave, whatever you want to call it, when it comes to economic development. How are things going there, and what's Flint Hills Technical College's role there with what's taking place in Coffee County?
I am actually traveling down to Coffee County this afternoon. So I'm going to be, not right now, I'll wait, but I am going to meet up with Bobby Skipper this afternoon. And we connected a couple of weeks ago related to the semiconductor initiative. That is still a go. That is still moving forward. So he's going to provide me a little bit more updates when I visit with him a little bit later today. The other side to that, and another thing that we had talked with Corey early on, and as we did some of our research on the semiconductor, is the notion that the semiconductor workflow, if you will, the production process, may not require that full certificate or associate's degree in semiconductor manufacturing technology. But there may be specific training on a particular piece of equipment, such as a stepper or a particular piece of machinery. And so those are some things also that would go through our economic partnerships workforce development area. And so this semiconductor landscape will serve both our non-credit side as well as the one-year certificate, which would more than likely be in industrial engineering, and then a two-year associate's degree, which we would expand into the semiconductor manufacturing program, which is what we're developing, looking at, and really working the timeline with Coffee County on what that might look like.
Yeah, so a lot of branches on that tree that could be help from Flint Hills Tech College. That certainly is good news, and we'll be interested to hear what kind of information you glean this afternoon from Coffee County. That is one huge project right there. What about master planning, Karen? Board met recently. What's the latest?
Sure. We had a board meeting last night, and Josh Walker with Lloyd Builders and Ben Moore, architect, Ben Moore, they presented to the board on the latest renderings and the diagrams for a master plan process, a master plan of the college. It is very exciting. Obviously, they also shared the cost. So that is... So we are looking at ways, our next probably 6 to 8 weeks of conversations with Josh Walker and Ben Moore. We're meeting with them on Tuesdays, and we'll meet with them over the next probably 6 to 8 weeks, maybe 3 months, and looking at more of a schematic design process. We've got the square footage. Now we want to carve that into what program goes into that square footage. If a program goes into that square footage, what is the backfill? If we play a shell game, what does that look like? Tentatively, it's looking like an expansion of our current footprint of about 40,000 square feet, and it would be at the main campus, and it would face the, what would I call the roundabout. So the entrance might look out that way. That's some of the preliminary conversations right now, that maybe it's, if you could visualize a wing extending out from Metcalf going west, and then visualize a wing extending north out of Hollenbeck, and the two would meet in a big L, it would be that kind of a footprint that we might look at. And some other things, but that would be one of the biggest initiatives. That would be phase one.
Ah, phase one.
There we are, phase one.
Which opens up, how many phases are we talking about here, at least for the short term?
Let's go, Karen.
Right now we're looking at four phases.
Would that all be then at the Metcalf, is what you're thinking right now?
So
or would that
one,
be elsewhere?
That's a really good question, Chuck. Phase one would be the advanced manufacturing facility that would connect the two. Phase two would be the renovation of Metcalf and the shuffling of programs in there. Phase three would be maybe some related to Hollenbeck. What does that look like if programs shift around a little bit? And then there is more of a, well, there is a precision agriculture phase, but that would be separate. That would be off-site if we are able to move forward with that. And Corey also leads the charge a little bit with Kim Doherty on that. And student outdoor area. So more of a courtyard, kind of the idea of a quad, and really making some student outdoor spaces that are welcoming and inviting to sit outside, maybe have a classroom outside, some different things like that. And it's really nice to get other people's perspectives and vision. For us, we had this embedded notion that we are stuffed to the gills here, where there's no way we could do this on this footprint, and they've come in and helped us see how we can make that happen, and that we would be able to retain this footprint and this location and expand here while still being able to serve parking needs and increased growth for some of our programs.
Yeah, sounds like breathable expansion there.
That's always good.
That's a good update, good information, as always, that we get out of our Tech Talk program here monthly on KVOE. Well, Dr. Daugherty, as always, we appreciate your time here. And, Corey, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Absolute pleasure to talk to you all as well.
Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you all very much for your time. If you need to ask us any questions or reach out about any of the initiatives, we would love to take people on a tour. I keep telling you guys, you got to have your show here one day.
We'll be there someday. We will.
We guys got to figure out the logistical details.
We'll get it figured out. We'll walk you along the master plan trail.
Dr. Daugherty, thank you very much.
You guys have a great day. Thank you.
Yeah, Dr. Karen Daugherty, president of Flint Hills Technical College, along with Corey Spikes, executive director of economic partnerships and workforce development, with us on Tech Talk, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. It is 841.
At Bunge, their strength is in their partnerships between farmers and the global marketplace. So when it comes to navigating the soybean market, just know that they'll stand by you long after the harvest is done. Bunge.